Jesus said this parable to certain that trusted in themselves as just and despised others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's Gospel gives us lessons about hypocrisy and humility. The story about the Pharisee and the publican again shows us our Lord's incomparable mastery of the spoken word. The teaching of the parable is simple. A humble and repentant sinner is more pleasing to God than a hypocrite who fancies himself to be so. The lesson is a clear illustration of our Lord's words to the Pharisees. You are they that justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts, because that which is high to men is abomination before God. The setting of this parable is the Temple of Jerusalem. In the temple, the official liturgical ceremonies were carried out at a certain fixed hours, like Holy Mass is offered on certain fixed hours. But aside from the times set apart for the morning and evening sacrifices in the Old Law, the temple area was also available to anyone who wished to use it for his private devotions. The persons of the parable are the Pharisee, the highly valued religious authority, and the publican, the despised tax collector. They represented the opposite poles of the Jewish society. The Pharisee typified the ideal of legal justice and strict observance of the law, and the publican typified working for the hated Romans and daily making contact with things unclean. And just like the tax collectors are not very popular now and never have been, the publicans constituted the most despised class in the Jewish society, and those who collected taxes in those days without sinning grievously against justice were truly a rare case. But it was the Pharisees, the strict followers of the law, who were the one group of people of which we can say that our Lord felt deep repugnance. On the eve of his passion, in his famous "The Woes Against the Pharisees," our Lord, filled with anger at their hard-heartedness and hypocrisy, warned the people against the Pharisees. He said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you are like to whited sepulchres, which outwardly appear to men beautiful, but within are full of dead men's bones and of all filthiness. So you also outwardly indeed appear to men just, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. You serpents, vipers, broads, how will you flee from the judgment of hell?" Our Lord condemned the Pharisees for their hypocrisy. Hypocrisy means the wish to appear religious and God-fearing before men, while the heart is full of ungodliness. And this is a great sin forbidden by the Eighth Commandment. Our Lord's masterful description of the Pharisees was not a caricature of that group. The Pharisees habitually trusted themselves to be the cream of the crop, so to speak. The Pharisees' opening words in the parable, "God, I give thee thanks," they were the proper beginning for a prayer, but what followed afterwards revealed a twisted and vicious mind of a man with a gross superiority complex. This Pharisee, he did not praise or glorify God, nor did he make any petition to him. He did, however, congratulate himself warmly for not having any of the vices only too common among men, like he is not a robber, nor an unjust man, or a murderer. And the sight of the lowly publican in the same temple reassured him of his excellence. The Pharisee, on the other words, felt pleased with himself. He was not like the rest of the men. As a matter of fact, he said he did a lot of good things, and he was also quick to go into detail about his good deeds. For example, the Jews fasted as a sign of grief. Fasting was also a recognized form of mortification and preparation for prayer. The Jewish law ordered an annual observance of the great day of fast, also called Yom Kippur, but pious Jews sometimes they fasted in private also. This Pharisee fasted twice a week, but his boasting about this, it brings to mind the stinging remark made by Jesus on his Sermon on the Mount. When you fast, be not as the hypocrites, sad, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Amen, I say to you, that they have received their reward. Also, the obligation of paying 10% of one's income, that is, tithes, actually applied only to the produce of land and animals. But this particular Pharisee paid tithes on everything he acquired, that is, on his income. This Pharisee truly must have thought himself a really good catch, truly a just man. And yet, while doing his best to make a prayer, he merely succeeded in making a speech about his own excellence, which is the least successful way of approaching God. In contrast to the Pharisee, the publican, he stands at some distance from the spot where this Pharisee was boasting of his intimacy with God. Everything about the publican spoke of his humility. His way of prayer was self-abasing because one usually prayed with outstretched or upraised arms and eyes lifted up. Instead, this publican struck his breast. And to strike one's breast repeatedly is an admission of regret or repentance. He is a sinner and he knows it. He does not seek the presence of others in this holy place. He has enough to do all by himself. He speaks to God secretly in the depths of his heart. He knows that he is a sinner. He admits it. He takes the blame for it and makes no odious comparisons with others. The publican, he only hopes to be forgiven. So which of these two was the better man in God's sight? Jesus himself declares that it was the publican who went back to his home justified, his prayers for pardon answered. The Pharisee had not really asked God for anything, but he had used God as a sounding board. It is therefore clear from the parable that God prefers a repentant sinner to the man who pats himself on the back for having done what the law of God and his own conscience demand of him. Dear faithful, this gospel shows in plain colors what the word hypocrite means. But we should also watch our tongue and never use this word carelessly. An example of careless use of this word was this March when Bergoglio gave a homily which supposedly was about hypocrisy. He criticized the scandal of saying one thing and doing another. Many of these hypocrites, he implied, are Catholics who act rigorously in their ritual observance, but don't apply their religion's values to their lives. A double life, and so many Christians, he says, are like this, and these people scandalize others. This idea of a hypocrite is very wrong. If you remember the Pharisee, he in fact did many good things, like supported the temple with tithes and prayed and fasted. The Pharisee really applied his religion to practice. But his sin was not in rigorism, but that he presented himself to God as a great catch, while at the same time he was bad-mouthing the publican, who in reality was a prime example of humility. So if someone condemns a sin and then commits the very sin he was speaking about, that does not make him a hypocrite. A hypocrite is someone who presents himself as a good person, while in reality he is something completely different. There was a good example of this false thinking of hypocrisy from a couple of weeks ago, when Donald Trump was running Made in America Week to celebrate the country's industries. During that campaign, he promised to make steps to protect American manufacturers against international trade deals. And then the Twitter busybodies started to send out the images of products bearing Donald Trump's name, and which showed that his daughter had had them manufactured abroad, mostly in China. And one British reporter wrote that the president has potentially hit peak hypocrisy after pledging to prioritize US manufacture despite much Trump-branded merchandise being made abroad. Again, this is not what hypocrisy means. Had the president pretended that he is a model American who always buys and produces strictly American while at the same time making business deals in China, then it would have been hypocrisy. But the president did not put himself on the pedestal as a model American who always buys red, white, and blue, but simply promised to protect American businesses from unfair competition. The words of Bergoglio and this recent incident should give you a lesson that never call another person a hypocrite unless he himself puts himself on the pedestal. You would be guilty of rash judgment, which means to claim sin in another without sufficient reason. So be very careful that you, as a Catholic, are not guilty of rash judgment. You should not raise your anger to your enemies either, and you might yourself become guilty of hypocrisy if you dare to do that while at the same time claiming to be a Catholic. The best response for the mocking and scoffing of the world is that you, like the publican, practice humility in your lives. In the popular mind of the world, humility is often associated with hypocrisy, untruthfulness, and morbid self-hatred, and those kind of things. But true humility is nothing of the sort. It is rather the honest recognition of one's God-given talents. The best way to practice humility and avoid of being hypocrite is this: love silence and of being invisible. Like the publican, love to pray far off, directing your pleas to your heavenly Father only. This is how the Holy Family lived. Before our Lord's public mission started, the vast majority of his people did not even know that he and his mother and foster father existed. And if they did, they saw nothing extraordinary in them. Never seek to draw people's attention, neither to your good or to your bad qualities. I'll tell you to the end a little true story. At St. Gertrude the Great, we always pray the rosary on Sundays before the 11:30 Low Mass. My friend who usually leads the rosary tells that for years and years there was a man who faithfully came to his place for that Mass every Sunday. No one really knew much about him, because he did not stick around afterwards to talk, except that he was a convert and his family was not Catholic. Every Sunday he was there. It did not matter if it was Christmas, Easter Sunday, Pentecost, or just a regular green Sunday after Pentecost. Rain or shine, storm or calm, winter or summer, every single Sunday and holy day, that man was faithfully there in the pew, praying his rosary and attending the Holy Mass. And then on one Sunday, when my friend walked into the church to lead the rosary before 11:30 Mass as usual, he noticed to his shock that the man was not there. Now, had that been anyone else in the whole parish, he would just have thought that maybe he got sick, or had a flat tire on the way, or had to go out of town for work mission. But immediately, when he saw the empty seat, my friend knew that something bad must have had happened. And as we found out, death had come unexpectedly to release one of God's faithful souls from this earth. And it's likely that he died in the arms of Joseph and Mary, having lived as quiet and modest life as they had lived. So, dear faithful, instead of the world which loves publicity and money and great fortunes, learn you to love humility and do not seek attention from the world. If you never boast of yourself, you never fall into hypocrisy. And if you don't say a word, you'll never speak a lie or a rash judgment. Then you also be like the publican of today's parable. Only people who paid any attention to him were mockers and scoffers. But it was his heavenly Father who loved his humility and his repentance, and his heavenly Father chose him rather than the boasting and cold-hearted Pharisee. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.